This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
I be rolling with you, mommy, I be feeling the motion. When I'm inside you, I be deep as the ocean. When it comes to your love, can't lie, it be strong as a potion. That's why me and you forever be coasting. Let's roll. Co-pilot on the passenger side, be so fly. Yeah. She so lit, we so high. Just me and my chick, yeah. Just me and my chick, yeah. Co-pilot.
Yo, 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 what up, y'all? Welcome to another one, man. It's your boy, Ra One, and we're back. Sparking conversation, y'all. Y'all know how we do each and every week. Me and the crew, we get up here and we chop it up with some of the world's most interesting people. And today, you know, we're not going to disappoint y'all at all because, you know, in my quest to help and impact the families, I feel like this is a very relevant topic that we're going to talk about tonight, right? And my guests that's going to come on, I'm going to let them introduce themselves and they're going to tell y'all why they're on the platform. But it's very important that we pay attention to a couple of things throughout tonight's show, right? It's because, you know, everybody has a limit, right? And everybody has a breaking point. And to me, I understand that, you know, with us as men, we have to learn how to practice emotional intelligence, right? Because what happens when we don't, right? Right? When we don't, these are the things that happen. You know, sometimes we get pushed into a place where we have to exert our masculinity and what makes us a man. Now, we know that masculinity is being attacked on all levels right now, right? You know, just the fact of you saying that that's what you are and pronouncing yourself as such, you know, it's an issue. But the fact that we still have in this particular day and age in our community, you know, it's a thing where we're still dealing with the fact that there's still bullies out here. Now, I want to be very careful about my choice of words here because we understand that bullies come in all shapes, forms, fashions, all sizes. And it's not just based on things that happen to youngsters, but also adults. There's a lot of adults out here that's dealing with, you know, a lot of things that's bullying them. And to be honest with y'all, man, as you see the things that's going on out here in the world, we understand that the media is bullying all of us. And what I mean by that is by, you know, the things that are most important that we all need to know about are the things that are less talked about, right? So they keep these other distractions in our face. And each and every week, we're bombarded by these things. Algorithms are set up for us to be distracted by things. There's a lot of things that people deal with on an everyday basis that's way more important than the things that they shove down our face and our throat each and every day. So what I like to do is I always like to open up each and every show thanking all of you guys out there that download the audio version of this podcast, right? Because y'all all go out there and y'all make that happen. Because technically, it's a gift to know that people are out there listening to you even when they're not looking at you. So definitely shout out to all of y'all that download the audio version. To all of you guys that click on the links in the descriptions, thank y'all too, man, because that means a lot as well too, to let us know that, you know, the things that we talk about or the things that may interest us may interest y'all. So thank y'all for that too. Another thing I want to make sure I mention to a lot of the people that make comments about a lot of the things that the guests may talk about on here. And I understand, you know, a lot of y'all be, you know, you feel bad for people and you know. But the one thing I always like to encourage y'all is that whenever you have, whenever I have people on the show and you guys feel that way, it's okay to, you know, drop them a note, drop them a little line. Even if you want to drop emojis, just letting them know that, yo, you know, somebody thinking about you, somebody maybe praying for you out here, because it's tough to go through things and then go through things alone. But the thing about tonight that makes it special is that, you know, for everyone else I've been having on here, they've been here by themselves. Now, they may have been their supporters in the comments and stuff like that. But very seldom do we actually get the couple on here together standing in that same space. Not that that is not happening all over the place. I'm just saying at the end of the day, a lot of these people don't have a platform where they could tell a story, right? Or if they don't have a platform, they don't have access to knowing how to get to somebody who may have that. Because you got to understand, the things that I'm out here promoting, the algorithm is not going to be friendly to that, because I'm actually really promoting substance. I'm not just out here with a microphone and a headphone, just out here talking shit every week and just popping off and then trying to get people to just like me. This is a real platform that is here to help people. Because like I always say, if anything happened to me, and I know other people, I would like that same help. There's way more things that I've been through in life that I had to go through alone. And I realized that, you know, that's not the way to be. So I'm thankful that the people, you know, trust me enough to come up here and they tell a story, right? So look, I got Meek with me tonight. And I'm going to bring her up in a minute, and then I'm going to bring my guest on. But just remember, all of y'all out there, don't forget, follow the money, pay attention, right? Don't complain about your financial situation if you're not going to do nothing about it. Remember, investing in the things that are trying to take you out is the things that will help you stay out without having to beg to be out, if that makes sense. So don't complain about your jobs. Don't complain about things if you're not willing to change. And right now, we understand the difference of what's going on with the election and everybody is, you know, all that other corny shit. Look, we need to pay attention to policies. All that, what's the color and all that other stuff. Now, that stuff is out of here. Being just affiliated with one party, that is out of here. All of y'all out there that feel like it's important for you to understand that these laws that you guys are dealing with is because you don't vote. That's on y'all. But at the end of the day, that's what we need to be voting on. Policy, not name, not branch, not people that just because of how they look. But what's the policies, right? So look. We're going to be at the reparations convention coming up, and I'm going to bring back some information for y'all, because like I said, man, you know, we got to figure out what we don't know. So all that, what we know is cool. We got that. But now we need to figure out what we don't know. All right. So without further ado, I'm going to bring Meek up real quick. How you doing? Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm cool. How are you?
I'm here, man. You know how we do. It's all love, y'all. Hey, yo, listen. So I was thinking the other day, yo, like, whenever we have people on, and I be thinking sometimes about like the comments and stuff like that, you know, people, you know, sometimes people show, you know, some sympathy for people out there. How important do you think it is? I know sometimes people don't really care, but do you think that it's a thing that, you know, like when the people that are going through, you think that's cool for them to reach out to them even if they're complete strangers?
I mean, that varies because it depends on the person. Some people they don't like that, you know. So it's hard. I would say reaching out in the comments and maybe getting that conversation started to maybe slide to a personal message, but. I'm always trying to be aware of people's boundaries, or, you know, how I would feel if a random person, even though it's nice words, it's still somebody you don't know just in your shit. And some people are not doing it out of kindness. And I think that's where we go to, because some people are just trying to be nosy. You know, they're hitting you up out of sympathy, but they're really trying to get to know what happened, or, you know, like,
right.
I don't know. I would always reach out in the comments, and if they respond in the comments, say, hey, I'm going to reach out to you in your DMs, or, you know, a private message or something like that.
Right.
Just so, and then they're aware, because I don't always get messages from people I don't know either. It goes to my request it, and so I don't see it. So if somebody sends me a message and I don't know you and we're not friends on Facebook, I won't even get it. So.
Yeah, that's true. That's true too. So yeah, I get that. That makes sense. So at least if a person is really thinking or being thoughtful, just, you know, reach out in the comments, maybe at the person or something like that, and then from there establish if you want to go into their prayer. I get that. Respecting people's boundaries is important. You know what I mean? And being that you say that, that go along with what we're going to talk about tonight, respecting people's boundaries, because, you know, it happens, you know, like when you don't respect people's boundaries, there are consequences, right? So, all right, so I'm about to bring the guests up real quick because, you know, this story is interesting. I've been doing a lot of research on it. You know, I've been reading up on the articles and looking at the videos. You know, it's a lot of things surrounding what could possibly be, right? So the good thing is that we got the source themselves, you know what I mean? And not speculation based on what people are watching, right? So this is going to be one of those where it's important for this message to get out, because there are things that take place whenever people are pushed to a limit.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So
but
listen.
We have that point. Don't bring people there. Like, don't wait to find out.
Just never know, right? I mean, I'm just saying, you just never know. All right, Beth, so let's see. There they go. How y'all doing? We got Sherelle McLaughlin in the building. How y'all doing?
Good. How you doing?
And Tyquan.
Y'all sound crispy, y'all. Y'all sound crispy right now. That's the Android life right now,
y'all. Oh. Yeah.
Look, I ain't gonna do it. I ain't gonna do it because, you know, I know it's a lot of iPhone users that be watching and they be mad and they be hating, but it's cool. It's all love, y'all. You know what I'm saying? But look, thank y'all so much for coming on the platform. Thank y'all so much for allowing us to tell your story. You know what I mean? So if y'all can, just introduce yourselves to the audience and let them know why y'all on the platform tonight, please.
I'm Sherelle. This is my fiance, Tyquan, and we're Tyquan General Jr.'s parents.
And he's right now incarcerated. They trying to charge him as an adult or murder as an adult.
At 14.
At 14 years old, right. So now we want to fix now. Okay, so here's the thing about, you know, what we was talking about earlier, because what I want to know is, like, if y'all can, give us a little bit about, like, you know, about your child. Like, let's talk about him first and foremost, you know, the type of person he is. What are the things that he's into? How is he as, you know, a child with y'all, like around y'all and stuff like that? Let's talk a little bit.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
About him real quick.
Okay, well, first I want to say, you know, I'm in a wheelchair, so, you know, I'm paralyzed. And he does a lot. I'm talking about over and beyond for me. And but he's a good kid. He's not, I mean, he's a normal kid that does the normal things, but overall, he's a really, really good kid. And I ain't saying...
Okay, I think we got some technical difficulty. The signal froze up. Y'all back?
Can you hear me now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, we can hear you now. Y'all was frozen for a minute, but I think you was where froze at, where you were at the place and saying like, you're not just saying that because
he's my child. You know, he's just like overall a really good kid with a pure heart. You know what I'm saying? Like, he'll give you his last. It's breaking up again.
Okay. Yeah, there y'all go.
Excuse me. Okay, there you go.
Yeah, he's a great kid. Mm-hmm. He's a comedian. He likes to joke. He likes to play. He plays the video game really, really, really well.
Yeah, he's a monster on that.
Yeah, he plays like really, really well.
He just overall, man, he's a loving kid. You know what I'm saying? I teach my kids, man. They not like me. They good, they real good kids. I teach them always to make sure home base is taken care of and protect your family. Bottom line, that's it. Stay out of trouble, stay out of people's face. You know, but as a teenager in this era, you know, it's certain things is hard to do. You know, you guilty by being friends with certain people. You guilty because you related to certain people. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and growing, being young and not from the streets, not knowing nothing about the streets because we sheltered them from that. You know what I'm saying? I grew up like that. I grew up in the streets. So why would I want my son to grow up like that? You know what I'm saying? So it's just... it's hard in this era for kids to make the right decision, especially with the influence that's going on out here.
But when we seen that, when my son turned, well, he's 14, we got him a job. He started working at 14 because I'm like, I would rather him be tired because he was tired going from school to going to work, you know. So sometimes I cut back on how much he could work because of school and him being so tired. But I figure when you keep them busy, they ain't got time to want to be in the street. They ain't got time to want to get in trouble. You know what I mean? And do things. So I tried to keep him occupied.
Well, nah, that's smart.
And then, you know, like the media, they flip situations and try to make it seem like they try to make him look like he a bad guy because of how I was prior to me being shot or because I was incarcerated. That has not, what I did has nothing to do with his character or how he was brought up.
Not at all.
It's two separate situations. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was a child that learned a different way. I didn't have a mom. My son, both my daughters and my son has their mom and father and grandmother and great grandparents. You know what I'm saying? So right. They didn't, right. we don't,
it's not a lot of separation or anything like that in our families. You know what I mean? We're kind of close knit. We love each other. We care about each other. You know what I mean? And not just our family, our friends, nice. You know what I mean? Even strangers. Like, if you didn't know Junior, you would still like him just by meeting him or being around him because he never really had issues with nobody until he became known for being my daughter's brother. That's where all his issues came from, being my daughter's brother. But if you would have never known that he was my daughter's brother,
you would be friends.
Everybody was cool with him. He's cool with he's very friendly, like very friendly.
Right.
And I don't like, I'm pretty sure everybody has seen the videos, you know, so. Like, looking at the videos and knowing the situation, because there's a lot of lies out there. Like, this is the first time that we actually told our side the truth. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, they say it's their side, our side, then it's the truth. But our side, because side goes with the truth. The address, our residence, that's where we live at. They said, we come in your neighborhood. This is our neighborhood. This is where we stay at. We don't never go nowhere we're not supposed to be. We don't go looking for trouble. One, my kids not even going to do that because they real defensive. of the fact that their father is in a wheelchair. So they're not even going to do that. You know, kids going to talk their little stuff. Oh, that's why your daddy and the kids, stuff like that. So they... Or whatever the case may be. But looking at the video, my son, you can see everybody prepared. You know,
that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. It's about looking at this video. You know what I mean? Because that's what it comes down to. And again, you know, we can't speak too much on it, but the proof is in the pudding. Like, just look at the video. You know what I mean? It's just like, it makes no sense that these kids don't get penalized for some of the things that they do. The jumping is not okay. No. The jumping has to stop somewhere. And if you have a group of kids that brags about jumping, continues to jump on the same person. You know, everybody has their own definition of bullying. But when it comes down to a group of kids and one other kid or two other kids, it's five or six of y'all and one other kid or two other kids. That doesn't add up to me that y'all are the ones being bullied. It's too many of you.
But then it goes to this too. I'm talking about for America though. You teach us to defend ourselves, but when we defend ourselves, you penalize us. Okay, so if my son never protected himself, right? If you mind you, prior to this incident happening on November 27th, another teenager was assaulted in a school, jumped. And end up having brain damage, end up dying because of his injuries. So let's say my son didn't fight back, didn't defend himself. And one of the dudes was, I'm talking about the dude, grown, looked like a grown ass man, big as hell. What if he? Now we gotta, we mourn? Like, that's not fair. When is it okay for us to protect ourselves without being penalized?
You said, even in schools now, if you then you can, let's say somebody push you and then you push them back. The only reason you getting in trouble is because.
All right, so they're having some connection issues right now. So as soon as they get it together and come back on, for those of y'all that's watching, they're back. All right. So I think what happened was it froze up at the part where you were even in the schools.
Yeah, that even in the schools, it's like you. You're penalized. You're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. That's how it is in school. Like, you're penalized even if you defend yourself. You know what I mean? And I don't see where this is okay. And again, before it even gets to that point, parents, administrators, everybody should have stepped up and dealt with this situation.
Because it's not like you wasn't warned in advance. Like the school, you was warning you. She called up there the day the incident happened and let you know, like, yo, listen, I don't feel safe with my child up there. Now I'm saying, can you keep an eye on, basically? How is it that we informed you that, but it was still enough time for my son to be assaulted and then somebody else's child to lose their life? How is that even possible?
It shouldn't have got that far. It shouldn't have got that far.
And then if a teacher was told prior to it happening, why was the child not in your supervision?
Right.
It makes no sense.
Yeah, that was gonna be my next question. This like an ongoing thing with your son? Is this something that he kept coming to tell y'all that this was happening or whatever?
This situation has nothing to do with my son.
It's not an ongoing situation with my son. It's an ongoing situation with my daughter.
It's a girl thing.
It was a whole girl thing. It had nothing to do with these boys.
The kid that passed, he didn't even have nothing to do with the situation.
It comes from I have to, you know, watch my words too, but again, yeah, it comes from like just inputting yourself in situations that have nothing to do with you.
It comes from lies.
It comes from lies.
Girls lying to dudes, involving dudes into female situations. That's what it comes down to.
Right.
The females lied, said that she got hit. I know she got hit and it didn't. Mm-hmm. Know what I'm saying? Like, and now it's bigger than what it should have been.
Right. But this has been an ongoing thing for years with my daughter. Let's say that.
They've been jumping my daughter for years.
My daughter went to that school. She got jumped by these same girls. Outside of that school, she's been jumped by these same girls. It's been going on for years. Now, it ain't been like a consistent everyday thing for years.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long distance relationship, becoming a first step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
But they'll jump her, and then they'll go some months without talking. Then they'll jump, see her again, they'll jump her. It's always been something. I done reached out to certain parents. Of course, certain parents, we already know how they are, so I'm not even going to put myself in that position.
We got text messages.
So though. I don't bother. But certain parents I've reached out to, you know what I mean? The police, the school administrators, like my daughter not even in school because of these girls.
But check the catchy part, right? Prior to my son going to Southeast High School, my fiance reached out to the school. Like, yo, listen, I don't want my son going there due to the female problems with my daughter.
That's right.
I'm talking about hand over hand, foot and nail, trying not to get him to go to that school. And they did everything in their power to make sure he go to that school.
Absolutely. And they had to document, because the lady told me, she said, we have to document the fact that you're saying it's for safety reasons that you don't want him to come here. Absolutely, 100%. Because that wasn't even supposed to be his school. I moved and changed addresses for a reason. You know what I mean? For a reason. They went in and changed my son's address so that he would go to Southeast. And I'm not understanding why that happened, because I did not give you permission to change his address. I asked about if I moved, you know, what would happen with his transportation as far as school go, because the school he was supposed to go to was a little distance, you know what I mean? So I had to know, but I never said anything set in stone or for sure, because I know for sure I did not want him going to Southeast Raleigh High School. Not at all. Not after what my daughter experienced there with the same kids, the same administrators, and nothing was done to help her. So why would I put my son in a position to go there with these girls that of course is going to mess with him? Just to get to his sister, you know, but they forced him to go there anyway, and he won't there. But what, 2 months before this happened, and everybody, he was cool with everybody until they found out that he was my daughter's brother, and once they found that out, that's when I guess you could call it bullying. Some people would say, you know what I mean. I think everybody's definition is different, because my daughter stands up for herself.
Right. See,
So that, people don't take that as bullying sometimes because she's not scared and she stands up for herself.
And I was one of them too, though. I was one of them people that well, Nash, how is she getting bullied? Like, she beating her up. No, she is getting bullied. Whether she won or not, she was getting bullied because she was forced to do that. Right. She didn't want to do that. Know what I'm saying? Right. And that's where bullying comes in, is being forced to do something that you don't want to do. My son didn't want to fight, let alone use a weapon.
Obviously, he was backing away. You know what I mean? Again, it's all about looking at the video. You know what I mean? He was backing away. If I'm scared of somebody, I'm not going near them. I'm not going to go to them. I'm not going to look for them. I'm not going nowhere near somebody that I'm scared of or that I fear for. You know what I mean? I would just think that's, anybody would think like that. You know what I mean?
Right. So did your daughter ain't going to high school. So was she able to get transferred to another school or she's out of school?
She's just out of school. I mean, this situation was like, it was really ridiculous with these girls.
So check this out. So they jumped my daughter. They jumped my daughter in the school, right? They jumped her, right? So she go back to school. See the girl that jumped her. Okay, well, your partner not here. I'm not going to snuff you. Stand up. You know what's up. Get up. And fought, right? Now, that's a one-on-one. Y'all keep jumping. And she keep giving you one-on-one. Y'all keep jumping her. Y'all keep jumping. When the fuck is y'all, excuse my French, when are you going to stop this jumping shit? When you going to stop it?
Because somebody could really get hurt, obviously. You know what I mean? And that's what I feared for with my daughter. I never expected anything like this from my son. You know what I mean? I mainly feared for my daughter because this is an ongoing thing with these girls. You know what I mean? And the fact that these girls just lied and involved boys, It's a really sad situation because now everybody is hurting, both families. You know what I mean? Everybody is stressing. And the boys, you know what I mean? One, rest his soul. And my son also has to suffer through this. It's a mental thing. It's definitely a mental thing because, again, we're talking about a child. We're talking 14. About a 14-year-old child that was forced to do something that he didn't want to do. So imagine what he's going through mentally. And then on top of the mental, he's not with his family. He's not with his parents. You know what I mean? So he has to fight that and face the things that he's going through on his own.
By himself.
By himself in a cell. Excuse me, I get very emotional over this situation. That's my baby, you know.
Again,
I feel for everybody in this situation, you know, but my son, he doesn't deserve this. He don't deserve what he's going through now, and he don't deserve what he's going to go through in the future. Because this ain't the end of this, you know what I mean?
It's just the beginning.
This is just the beginning of his new life, because
certain things you don't forget.
He'll never forget. You know what I mean? This'll never go away.
Especially when it wasn't intentional. When that wasn't the intention, that you'll never certain things just don't go away. You know what I'm saying? And I hate that my son, know what I'm saying, that gotta go through that because this is just not who he is. This is not his character. Now, I can't even imagine like what he's going through as the person he is, because he's a good, pure-hearted person. So mentally, I can't even put myself in his shoes to try to see how he's feeling, because I can't even imagine it because he don't have no malice bone in him at all.
Anybody who come in contact with my son know that he's a sweetheart. Like he's a sweetheart. I don't even know how much more or what other word to call him but a sweetheart. You know what I mean? His mama and his grandmama mean everything to his sisters. You know what I mean? Like The women in his life mean a lot to him. His daddy means a lot to him. You know what I mean? Again, like his dad said, he's paralyzed. He's in a wheelchair. So it's hard. It's hard for all of us. Our life changed a lot. But Junior, he is like.
Look, let me tell you. Let me tell you another good thing. Let me tell you another thing about him, right? He just get home from work. Mind you, he just got home from school. So he left school, go straight to work. 14. Come home, tired. Make his plate. He only eat his plate. Go to sleep. Now I need to go use the bathroom. I need some help. I can't get her up because her ankle messed up. You know what I mean?
Right.
Bang on the wall. He don't want to get up. I know he got to get up. It's 4 o'clock in the morning. He got to get up at 6 o'clock. I know he tired. Man, get up. Don't. I'm talking about.
No problem.
No. And then in the process of that, take care of his little responsibility that he got to take care of while he up. Man, that's my guy. Wish I could have been like that. Know what I'm saying? He set an example for a grown man. Know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's just not fair. I did what I did, and I never went all the way. I played out because I did it. It was my time. It was my crime. I committed. I did my time.
Right.
He's not guilty of nothing. And I tell him that all day, every day. Every day. You didn't do nothing wrong. You did everything right. That was the last. I mean, you seen the video. What would you want your child to do?
Like I said, it's unfortunate for everybody. You know what I mean? And that's why I said, I know I'm being very careful with my words. The goal is to let you guys figure out about your son, about the situation, and you know, where you guys stand when it comes to it. The reason why I'm saying it's unfortunate for everybody, unfortunately, the child. And at the end of the day, you know, how easily culture influences you. You know, culture influences us way too much. It puts us in a position where, you know, when we are forced, like y'all said, not even just if people are saying things, just because the culture promotes it, that this is the result of how you're supposed to move. You know, this whole jumping thing is a fad because it's being posted all over social media. It's a thing. Because even after watching your video, I wanted to make sure that I knew what I was talking about. So I went out there and I started looking. Trending, because to be honest with y'all, before my show took this turn when I was helping impacted families, we would talk about topics that trend for the week. And so just going back through that, even though I don't do that as much now, but going back through that just because I wanted to see, and this is a trend. Like this jumping thing, it's a trend. It's not just something, it's like a TikTok dance right now, where people are going around different schools, and it's in schools because it's happening at schools or after schools and different things like that. It happened to a white girl, I think a little white girl, where, you know, it messed her brain up and all this other stuff as well too. But it's going around in the cities where this is a thing that's happening. Young groups of people are banding together and just inflicting things on other people. And the sad part about it is that whenever people are influenced by the culture like that, that's what makes this the worst, because that's the only thing that we have that we can consider ours is our culture. Yet our culture is the thing that is hurting us the most. Period. The music that people are gravitating to, the dialogue that people are having, the battle between identity. You know, we got people who they're battling between trying to figure out if they were born right or not, when the last thing that should be on their mind is that at their age. So the culture right now is just really doing us dirty. And as us, as older ones in this whole game, man.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
And like I say, you know, we don't get a chance to retire. Like, the generation that we come from, we don't get a chance to retire, fam. Like I know, like you said, you've been through some things. You can relate to it. You know, you're dealing with things now. You're in a wheelchair. You know what decision that you made as a youngster, right? But we understand it was part of the culture. I guarantee you the things that you did and the result that wound up was because that was part of the culture. Not just because it was something that people wake up in the morning saying that's what they want to do. It's part of what they say we have to do. And being a black man in America don't come with no manual, yo. As much as we would like somebody to just drop one down, you know, hey, I understand people subscribe to the Bible and all these other books, but they should have made one just for being a black man. Because we don't have that manual. We don't have that manuscript. All of us are not raised with our dads. And then some of us are, and then those things happen. You know, bad things happen to good people. So let me ask y'all this, man, because we want to make sure that, you know, you guys get as much out as possible, because we want people to watch and be able to offer. We had a couple of people in the chat already. We had a young lady named Megan, and she was saying that if there's anything that she can do to help you out, don't hesitate to contact her, Megan Keller, and I'm going to be honest with y'all. She is a genius guru when it comes to how you can figure out defenses. And I mean, it's, I'm not even doing her justice right now by the way I'm explaining it. So trust me, it's been a lot of people that's on the show and been sending people to the show, and it's been able to get people help. So people that watch are able to sit up there and have conversations with y'all outside of the show and could possibly give y'all some direction or some motivation, right? Another question that was asked was, did anyone consider filing restraining orders against the individuals that was bullying your daughter?
That was a question that was in the chat. So the thing with that was, I really didn't know how that all worked. Every time the police came, I would tell the police, like, I want to press charges. I want to press, because the police then came several times, you know, it's body camera and everything. I want to press charges, because I don't know if y'all seen that video as well. When they came to my house prior to, it was about 17 of them. It was a lot of them. And it was a big brawl that took place where me and my mother end up being involved. And my head got split open. I don't know if you could see it here, but my head was split open. I had gashes all in the back of my head. I was bloody everywhere. Like, it was pretty bad, because this is how these teenagers jumped on me. Okay. And again, it gets to a point where it's like, well, when are you allowed to defend yourself? You know?
Right.
But I call the police. I tell them I want to press charges. They say it's really nothing that would be done because they're juveniles. All they're going to do is come back out to their parents. It's just going to be paperwork for nothing. They arrest these kids all the time for stealing cars and robbery, and they come right back out. Pretty much nothing is going to happen to them if it's not murder. If they ain't out here killing somebody, they're going right back out to their parents. So the police really would do nothing. Because, literally, when I got my head busted open, I wanted to press charges then as well.
And they said, don't hate me. Hate the
justice system.
The justice system.
I went down to the magistrate, because I was also told to do that. To go down to the magistrate, take charges out that way instead of going through the police. I went down there and did that. The magistrate's office told me that I can't take charges out against juveniles. So I'm just like, I'm getting a runaround left and right. I just was told that I have to go down to the juvenile justice department and take out a petition against these teenagers, which I was going through HELL trying to get their, I knew their names, some of them, But I had to have their addresses. I had to have their date of birth. I had to have a lot of information that I didn't have on a bunch of teenagers that I didn't know. Even some of them, I still don't have that information because I don't know them, and neither does my daughter. It was about 17 teenagers, and we only knew about 5 or 6 of them, the main girls. But other than that, I didn't know these other people. So you can't take charges out against people that you don't know. But the teenagers that that we do know, we all go into the juvenile place to try to deal with that. But again, they got charges on all of us. But the police allowed their parents to do that, but wouldn't allow us to take charges on them because they're juveniles.
And they came to our neighborhood, and they got at my family in our neighborhood.
In my neighborhood twice.
Okay. Whenever kids don't do certain things, they blame the parents. Say, like, for example, if the kids don't go to school and, you know, that happens, they arrest the parents and stuff like that. So was that not an angle that could have been used, or that's not something that they offered y'all?
It's definitely not something that they offered us. And I know that I asked the magistrate about, can I take charges out on the parents? And they told me that I couldn't do that. And they told me what I had to do as far as going down to the juvenile and taking a petition out. I also asked the magistrate, well, what if some of them are 18 now? Do I still got to go to the juvenile? Or can I take it out with you? And he said, no, even though they're of age now, when the incident happened, if they was a juvenile, I still have to go to file a petition with the Juvenile Justice Department.
Yo, that's crazy. I'm not a student of the law in that regard to say that whether that is right or wrong. It just don't sound right. You know, like, because they will hold a parent accountable for their children for any other thing. But I don't understand that, especially when they came to your neighborhood. It's not like you and your mom pulled up to their neighborhood looking for them. But, you know, I'm not going to lie, the way that they painted you and your mom, yo, that wasn't cool. Like, the way they painted y'all in that article made it seem like, you know, you guys as adults just went to attack a bunch of kids when it was a bunch of kids that came to your resident. And so it's just so much about this story that just is really, it's difficult. It's really difficult because y'all tried everything y'all can to prevent it in the beginning by not allowing him to go there. You moved in order for him to be able to go to a different school in a different district. You've called the school. You've done everything preventative that you guys could have. And then you wind up getting in an altercation as adults with these same minors, who these minors have no regard for adults, obviously. And they're not a gang. I'm confused about that. What are they? Are they affiliated? Or is that not so many of them? Was there girls or boys?
It was girls and boys. That's what, you know, it was girls and boys. My son was jumped that day. He was jumped out there by the boys, as well as me being jumped, you know, my daughter being jumped. Again, it was too many of them compared to us. But that's the thing. That's what I hated, that we didn't speak on anything because the story was being flipped and turned. Me as the mother, I drive my daughter around to fight and, you know, all of this stuff. But yet nobody never said, where were they? They always say, oh, they was at this house or that house. What house? Because it was my house every single time. And this is what I'm trying to say to the world. Everything that people say, you can't believe. You know what I mean? But everything I can back whatever I'm saying. I can back whatever I'm saying. Because in the police reports, it's going to be an address where the incident took place. That address is my address. You know what I mean? Every other time the kids came there, that address is my address. And if it wasn't at my address, it was at my park, the park that's connected to my neighborhood. Again, my daughter is never nowhere that she's not supposed to be. She's at her park or she's in her neighborhood. They came to my house twice that day. They jumped her once, and then they came back for the big brawl when they came with more with more people. You know what I mean? Never can no adult sit to prove. They can say what they want, but you can't prove that me, I ever drove my daughter anywhere to fight anybody. I would never do that because that's not my character. If anything, I'm trying to break something up. You know what I mean? And again, I'm waiting, but it was a parent and one of her daughters, the one of them that jumped on me, that did a podcast. And I was kind of like, I thought it was kind of messed up because I'm like you said, you do research.
Right.
You do research before you put out your information. You know what I mean?
Right.
He clearly didn't do any research. You sat there, you violated me, my son, my whole family, because you listened to what this woman was saying on this podcast. But I have a whole video to prove otherwise of what she was saying. You know, she says like I drove my daughter around. She said she had her four babies. Y'all got to listen to this podcast. She had her four babies, little babies in the car that had to watch their cousin go through all of this. And my family was acting like complete animals and all of this stuff. But you didn't show the fact that you knocked on my door with three other adults, five other teenagers. You're a grown woman that brought these kids to my house to fight. I come outside to try to talk to you. I have all of this on video. I'm trying to talk to you. I'm trying to keep my daughter in the house. I'm trying to avoid all of this. But I'm the one that likes confrontation. And do you know what this grown woman says? She says, I didn't come over here for nothing. Y'all ready to square up or what? That's exactly what she said. But this is the same woman that sat on that podcast and said, oh, I don't condone violence. I have my babies in the car. Why would you bring your four babies to a fight? That makes no sense.
Wow. Yeah, they got to be careful with these platforms because, like I said, a lot of people just use things for clickbait. You know, this is the viral age for viral moments. And, you know, just to be talking ill about somebody based on a situation that is that serious, it's really weird to me for people who do that. So that's why I say, it's a lot of people who have podcasts and things.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Things like that, but it's just not everywhere that people need to go. And then for that lady, I mean, I can't really say much about her and her parenting skills, but what I will say is that the fact that everything took place at your residence, that says a lot about the character of these parents out here with these children. Because, you know, we get into a thing now where it says that, Meek, I'll talk to you. So it's a thing where it seems like, parents, right? They always say, like, single-parent households, they battle with this on different podcasts all the time, saying that, these kids ain't acting this way because they just growing up with their mom and da-da-da-da. You can't blame the moms and this, that, and the third. But I ain't hear not one comment just now that was based on it was a dad that came to try to say anything. Or if there was a dad involved, how would they would be still jumping? Like, especially if there was dads involved with any of the other girls. That's one thing that dads don't do. We don't play with our daughter. What you mean? Like, my daughter ain't about to be out there fighting and jumping around with other people. Like, are you crazy? Like,
no, yeah. This is just ratchetness is what it is. It's some some moms haven't fully grown up themselves. They haven't healed. They haven't gone through their awakening, I guess, and matured and gotten into that era where fighting ain't cool no more. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
We're not kids no more. And we shouldn't be in a child's place, because that's what's happening. These parents are in a child's place. They are in the business of their children. And they're getting mad about, oh, you got beef with who? And she said, what? Why are you in their business? That's
right.
You're not even supposed to be at that level. If anything, you're supposed to be talking them out of that. You're supposed to be giving them words of wisdom because you're not their age. So why are you acting like you're a teenager in high school and you got beef with a girl? Like, it's just...
It's weird.
It's crazy. It's crazy. I get it. We love our kids and we feel for our kids. I understand that. But if my kid is constantly getting into a fight and her friends are constantly jumping somebody, I need to check her. I need to check my kid, because what the fuck are you doing? This is not how we operate. Like, this is not okay. And the fact that this has been going on for years, as she said, and nobody has stopped these girls from continuously doing this, their parents don't care. They're probably ruining it. Oh, you jumped her again. Oh, what happened? You know, like,
yeah,
you in a child's place, and, yep, and you too big for that.
So gassing these kids. And you know, and that's the sad part about it, because they keep doing it to the people that they feel like they can, right? That's what they do. They'll do it to the people that they feel like they can, instead of them, you know, they'll do that to a person in a heartbeat. And I think that's what's foul, is that people, you know, the one thing about a person who back against the wall, they're going to fight. If they scared enough, they're going to fight. You're not going, they just not going to sit there and take that regardless. And for the fact that there's people out here who they won't square up with you and fight you one-on-one, they got to get their rocks off by having a bunch of people help them. And then they feel empowered by that. And the fact that you have parents out here, because, see, first of all, that's why I say about podcasters and stuff too. Like, do your research, yo. Before you, even when you having guests on, it's cool for you to have a person on that may have an opposite view of a guest that you had on before. But do your research, so that way you can ask the proper questions when a person come on. Because technically, if that lady would have came on my show, I would have said, like, oh, so they came to your house? This incident happened at your house? Because in the videos, that's not what it looked like. You know, that, because there are videos. Now, the videos don't point Miss McLaughlin and her mom and them in a good light at all. Not the way they titled it. Because they made it seem like these adults went out here, that they purposely going out here to look for children to fight. And it was apparent there. Like, you get what I'm saying? So I don't know, man. I feel really, really conflicted with the fact that, you know, they still out here thinking that we don't need, the men don't need to be in their children's lives. You get what I'm saying? Because I just fully believe that if these girls, all of these girls had a dad in their life, there'd be no way they dad would be on them like, you know what I'm saying?
You ain't about to be out here with, like, a boy fighting and shit. Like, that ain't even, nah, because it's not ladylike. At some point, if you fighting because you're for self-defense, that's just a totally different situation. But you out here picking fights as a lady?
With, like, your children. Right?
Yeah.
Right, with your kids. And so they will be the ones, and I hate to say that, it's people that's incarcerated right now that taxpayer dollars have to go to that should not be in there. And then you have those people who you can see that the trajectory of their life is heading them into a place that they should not be. Like, the girls that's doing the jumping, at some point, they are going to grow up. But they got to get to that stage of growing up. They done and aided and abetted right now by being so mean and evil that another kid has lost their life.
Yes.
You get what I'm saying? Another kid has lost their life over the fact that they feel empowered to do things to a person that they feel like they can.
Yep.
You get what I'm saying? And I personally always feel like protect the children first and foremost. All the time. I don't care who you are, what you got going on. The kids are first. That's why I don't respect dads that don't. When you in your child's life, that's that. You don't get to make excuses.
Yep.
Like you don't get to make no excuses. You don't get to put it off on the mom. You don't get to just say that. Like you got to be part of the balance. Like you don't get to do that. Like I don't care about all that. Like people be talking about, you know, a man's role is to provide all the time. But look, my nigga, you better find something that you could do where you could split some time up because your kids need you in their life, fam. They need the money. Not them, maybe the bills and maybe the things that you got to contribute to the quality of their life is where the money needs to go. But money is a tool, though, yo. Like, right? Like, the money, you're supposed to be using money to make more money, not using money to spend money, right? And then at the end of the day, if that's your goal, then, yeah, you got to buckle down and get to it. So that way you can be more into your kid's life, man, because we can't do that, yo. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, we got to put things in a perspective. These kids are going through mental abuse. You get what I'm saying? And I think, you know, what Megan was saying real quick, like, yo, some of these kids, they may have to go get an evaluation and let them talk to somebody and get that reported about what they've been going through, what's going on. Because when they snap, right? They need to have a documentation of the way that they've been feeling because people will, they are charging this young man as an adult, yo. He's 14 years old.
And minus the fact that he's 14, the video is so clear that he was trying to save his life. You know what I mean? Like, it's so clear. So it's messed up that they're charging him as an adult, but it's messed up that they're charging him at all. Like,
yeah.
It just doesn't add up. The video is pure proof. It just, there's no other way to get out of that situation that he was in. That was his only way out, which
exactly.
is messed up.
Sorry, exactly. Fool God.
In the video. Yeah, no, that's cool, yo. We try, we kind of want to be on But I think before it blacked out, y'all were saying the whole thing about being an adult, understanding the difference between trying to de-escalate a situation and being trying to live vicariously through your children, being a part of the problem.
Absolutely. Conception came in at. When I guess when they was telling their story, it was really made to look like me and my mom was just out here wilding with these kids. And you know what I mean? When that was not the case at all. Like I was at work all day. I had just got home from work. My mother was on her way to work later on that night. Like, you know what I mean? I just want sometimes people to do their research because people were saying, oh, look at the mom that got arrested. The grandma got arrested. The apple don't fall far from the tree. Once again, those two arrests was because of that specific situation. Run my name and my background. I ain't no criminal. My mama ain't never, you know how embarrassing that is? My mama ain't never been arrested or locked up a day in her life. You know what I mean? So that's why I say about it has nothing to do with the apple falling far from the tree and people being arrested because they don't know the background on why we got arrested or what happened. But it all stemmed from that situation. You know what I mean? It's not like, oh, we was just out here getting arrested. We get in trouble. We're troublemakers. No, I've been at my job 20 plus years and I ain't that old. You know what I mean? My daughter works. My son was working. You know what I mean? My mother, I don't even know how to explain my mother, but the fact that she even had to experience all that, I'm highly upset about it. You know what I mean? Because that's my mama. She shouldn't have had to go through none of that day either. These teenagers have no respect at all. You know what I mean? I can even see if a teenager's out there wilding with some other teenagers, but when an adult come, when an adult steps in place, that's when everybody needs to get in check. You know what I mean? I know my daughter could be wild sometimes, but when an adult steps in place, she know her place. She's going to give you that respect as an adult. You know what I mean? Until you show her as an adult that you're not an adult. You know what I mean? But other than that, she's going to give you that respect as an adult. And again, if people did watch that video, then you will see me get hit first. And I still tried to stop it. I did not just initiate and go run off and hit this little girl. Not at all. I got hit first and I stopped everybody. I stopped my people. I stopped her people. I stopped everybody. You know what I mean? And then after that, it just went. It was so many people out there. It was two adults, 17 plus kids. You know what I mean? So it's like, how much could we have really done, especially when you have kids that's attacking you? It's different if kids wasn't attacking you. Then as adults, you could break something up. You could stop something. But when you got kids fighting you back, it's like, okay, what now? You know what I mean? It's like, and again, it's not my character. But is at her neighborhood park, like,
okay, yeah, I think your mic. Your mic is muted. I think it keep muting and whatever, but it's good now. Oh no, it's muted now. Hold on, let me see. All right, wait. All right, y'all should be good now.
Can you hear?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Can you hear?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay.
Yeah, but
my bad, man. It's just crazy because, like one of the people that you got watching the show said, they already painted a messed up picture of my family before we even got a chance to tell the truth. Know what I'm saying? So we already looked at like we savages. Know what I'm saying? Like we villains and all that. Know what I'm saying? I don't got no problem with looking like the bad guy. It's cool with me. I just got a problem with my family looking like that. Know what I'm saying? Because so I got tough skin. It don't bother me. It bothers my family. Know what I'm saying? And when it's bothering them, it bothers me. Know what I'm saying? So I just want to say, we just got to right this wrong. Know what I'm saying? And it's getting swept under the rug because of how they got us looking. And then the election. Know what I'm saying? So it's getting swept under the rug and they're trying to burn them. And then they're trying to hit them with the raise the age. Okay, but that's December 1st that went into effect. That has nothing to do with now. Now, I mean, November 27th. That it's not retroactive. Know what I'm saying? I don't know, man. It's just confusing because you teach your kids to do a certain thing, and then when they doing what they supposed to do, they still get in trouble.
Let me tell you another story. My son goes to his hearing a couple weeks ago, and his PC hearing, and the DA takes it upon himself, I guess, to want to make us look bad, as usual. And the last day of my son's hearing, when the judge bonds him over as an adult and remands him, takes his bond away. When all of this is happening, they decide to try to lock us up in the courtroom as well. I mean, scene.
No, they didn't try. They did.
A complete scene.
Yeah, they did. And it was like six court officers on me. Know what I'm saying? Because the
in a wheelchair.
It kind of messed my rib up. But it took six of y'all when you could have just conversated. I don't have to listen to you. I'm not breaking no law. I ain't disrupt the courtroom. Y'all made your decision. I'm not feeling the decision. I'm leaving. So what they do, the DA, what he do for the day before is
I had a warrant for FTA for failure to appear. Mind you, again, I don't get in trouble. Any of these court dates is involving that brawl that happened at my house. So this is what he said in a courtroom. And I'm like, this is not true because I went to court. I have paperwork that I went to court and I have paperwork on that day saying that my charges was dismissed.
I don't know how they did it. I don't know how they did it, but they got the paperwork marked up as she missed court. When she went down there to prove that she didn't miss court, they said, I'm sorry for the inconvenience, but it happens.
They said because their clerks have me in the system as Sherelle McLaughlin and also as Sherelle Tierra McLaughlin, my whole name.
But they got the same birthday in the same year, in the same date of birth.
Right, but didn't give me the right information. So you gave me a paper because I came to court and it said my charges was dismissed on that one specific girl. But then y'all turn around and charge me again and say that I had an FTA. This whole scene in a courtroom just for me to get an apology from the clerk. No, I don't want an apology from the clerk. I want an apology from the judge. I want an apology from the DA because y'all can't take back that bond money. Y'all can't take back that embarrassment that y'all just put me and my son through again for a mistake that was on y'all. It's like they're just trying to drag my family right now, and it's just not okay.
And then charge me, then hit me with lock me up talking about failure to return rental property.
In a whole nother county somewhere else from a long time ago. Like, it was ridiculous.
That's a civil case. Failure to return. When has that became criminal? Unless I went in there and took it out the store.
It was ridiculous. What they're putting us through is ridiculous. The police, they're not very helpful, obviously, because of the situation. So we can't expect that.
And it's to be expected not to get no help because it shows negligence on all the parties that's involved.
Especially the school. I just feel like if I called the school and allegedly another parent called the school days before, after the brawl that happened at my house, another parent called the school. So if y'all was aware of this, when my son came into school, he should have been stopped. And now mind you, I took my son to school late. Purposely, I was going to take him late and I was going to pick him up early because I didn't want him walking. He's a walker, so he don't get a bus. Walking would have been silly. You know what I mean?
Real,
that would have been
an
easy situation for something to happen. So I just figure I take him late. I pick him up early. I call the school. Everything will be okay. You know what I mean? This is just what I'm thinking at that time. And that's what I did at that time. And it just didn't... It just didn't pan out well.
It sound like you guys did everything that you possibly could, though, man. I'm gonna be honest with y'all, man. I mean, now it's a thing, right? Like I could get into this whole spiritual bag, right? Because at the end of the day, the things that are happening to y'all specifically, it just seem like it's deliberate. You know, like, and I know, like, most people would say that, right? Like, that's one of the things that a lot of people say that we should not do in our community is always say that something is just happening to us, right? But we understand the difference when the ducks just don't line up in a row. Because up until now, like I said, this is the first time that I've heard you guys speaking based upon the situation, right? But up until you guys coming on the platform tonight, the situation was not a good situation from the door, and the way they painted, you know, the women in this situation, as far as the adults, they didn't paint y'all in a good light at all. And that's why when I said doing my research, I had to look at it from a different perspective. And I was like, wait, hold on for a second. So, nah, I mean, this don't seem right. You know what I mean? Like, how could they go look for people? But this is, it's a lot of things that just don't make sense from a person that is looking at everything that is being seen. So if the court of public opinion has people painting y'all, the adults in this situation, as the aggressors, that's really just like clickbaitish, right? That's really like what goes on with all of these situations out here, that people just, the lie is more entertaining, you know, than the truth. The lie is more sensational than the truth to make you guys look like it's like, and to be honest, you guys got it on video of your son being jumped. Like, I could see if it was just hearsay, you got it on video of your son being attacked by multiple people. But then at the end of the day, so was you guys attacked by multiple people. It's not just a thing that is just isolated with the children. This is spilling over to the adults. And these other children, there's no way that, like I said, like both parents are in this situation. And I hate that people would get upset with me for saying that, but that's the truth. Because I was telling Meek while y'all phone had blacked out, like, yo, listen, there's no way that these daughters got a father that allowed them to do this, because we don't play about our daughters. And that's just one thing we don't do. Like, we don't play about them. Like, we don't play about our sons too, but we understand. We give our sons a little bit more leeway than we will our daughters. One thing we're not going to do is play with our daughters, though. We don't play with them, yo. And so that's got to be a thing. And as much as people like to say, nah, it's not important, you know, single moms, they could do it. They could do it all. Listen, I think they can. I'm not saying they can't. I'm just saying that ideally, this whole situation that's going on, you can tell. And if it is a man in present, he ain't worth a damn. He just there because he got a place to stay. He going to agree with everything that go on that woman's saying because he need that couch or he need that roof or he need them three hots and a cot. That's what I call it. He need that. So he going to go along with everything she say. He don't care. She wear the pants. He got somewhere to stay. Outside of that, if he's a man and he's a man of the house, there's no way that these girls are being there. It's mad girls in this situation, yo. Mad girls. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just a firm believer that girls need their dad. And somebody just commented that. You know what I'm saying? All girls need their father, yo. Because these girls out here that y'all are dealing with is definitely not having a father involved. There's no way.
It's a fact. This is what senior was telling my daughter as well. Like, you getting mad that they talking about me or you about, you know, him and his situation, but a lot of them don't even have their daddy. A lot of them don't even know their daddy. You know what I mean? So you can't get mad at that. You can't get mad at that. You know what I mean? And the same for my son. Like, my son, he was the only boy. You know, when his dad was gone, he was the boy. He had me, his grandma, his sisters, you know, the typical when the man is not there, you know.
Right.
And he's, I think that's what made him such a protector and a lover and to love us the way that he do and to protect his dad the way that he does and his family, you know what I mean? Because this is what he was taught to do. So again, it's a story that's being spun to be said like, the young man was defending his girlfriend, you know what I mean? It was said that my son allegedly hit his girlfriend, allegedly. And that's what was said to him. And the little boy was defending his girlfriend. But if that's okay, right? If that's okay, then why was it not okay that my son was defending his mama?
My son was defending his grandmama,
his sisters that was being attacked by 17 kids. Why was that not okay? You know what I mean? I think that people pick and choose what they want to see is okay and what they want to see is not okay. And this is what I mean about right is right and wrong is wrong. And as adults, we know what's right and we know what's wrong. I know it ain't right that my daughter's fighting. You know what I mean? That it ain't right at all. But I always try to talk to them girls, all of the girls and my daughter. Like, y'all are pretty black girls. Not, you know, not a race thing, but it's a bunch of black girls. So I'm like, y'all are beautiful black girls. Why y'all fighting each other? Y'all could be doing something together. You know what I mean? Why y'all, and you know what I get called? Oh, sister soldier, take that somewhere else. Don't nobody want to hear that, sister soldier. You know what I mean? It's always, but I don't care about none of that because I still be trying to put it in them girls. Like, this ain't what it is. Y'all don't have to be doing this. You know what I mean? It's more out here for y'all than this because there's too much other stuff going on in the world than for y'all to be out here fighting over nothing. Y'all can't even tell me what y'all fighting over. Y'all can't even tell me what y'all fighting over. That goes to show how stupid it is. It's not that serious. You can move on from it. But again, you know, my daughter's 99 pounds. My daughter's little. She a little skinny thing, but she's going to stand on her 10. You know what I mean? It could be a good thing. It could be a bad thing. You know what I mean? Because you can't always, sometimes you got to know when to walk away. And she's still learning that as a kid. Sometimes you got to know when to walk away because everything ain't, you know what I mean? But some of these teenagers, you just got to stay away from them because they have no chill.
They have no chill. They have no respect. They have no chill. And I can tell from some of their mamas, because you can't talk to them. You know what I mean? You can't call them up on a phone. You can't hit them up on Facebook and be like, let's get these girls together so we can work something out. You know what I mean? They ain't got to be friends, but we got to agree to disagree or something. You know what I mean? Because they can't keep walking around the streets like this. They can't keep going to school like this. But again, some of the mamas don't care, because their daughter is on the other end of the stick. Their daughter is with the popular group of girls, so they don't get them calls that your daughter's being jumped. They don't get them calls that they messing with your daughter again. You know what I mean? I'm always the one getting them calls, because it's always just my daughter. And again, like I said, for anybody that has questions and things like that, anything that I say, I can back what I say. And I'm sure Libby, I've sent her plenty of videos to back what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Plenty of video, because the teenagers are silly. They video record everything and then they post it. So, you know what I mean? So it's like everything is out there. So I don't understand why the world just has to do their research, just like you did. The world just has to do their research to know. Check my background, check my mama background. I don't care. You know what I mean? Like, life is a struggle for all of us. We all trying to make it. You know what I mean? I went from living in hotels to living in an apartment to owning my own house. You know what I mean? It takes a lot, though, to get there. It takes a lot. It's a struggle. It's hard out here. But these kids ain't making it no better on none of us as parents. You know what I mean? I don't blame all of the parents, because I know that you could be doing your best at home. You could be working 2-3 jobs. Yeah, again, like you said, some of them ain't got daddies to help. You know what I mean? So, again, it's outside. Sometimes it's the outside environment that your kids is around, and that's why they act the way that they do. Just like you said, sometimes some people feel like they got to be big and bad in front of everybody because you the more popular one. You know what I mean? So you want to make somebody else feel less than or feel little. And then if you have a name for yourself already, you know what I mean? Then, yeah, some people are scared of that. You know what I mean? Some people don't know what's going to happen. So, again, like, my main thing now is for these kids to learn, or for it to get put out there, that this jumping needs to stop and this bullying needs to stop, because it's not okay. All kids don't take bullying the same. You know what I mean? Like I said, my daughter might stand on her 10 when it comes to them bullying her. But if she wasn't as, if she didn't have as strong skin as we try to teach her to have, a lot of kids would be done tried to do something to themselves. Because I done had them conversations before with my kids. You know what I mean? But I always got to make them know that they're stronger than that. You know what I mean? No outsider should give you, should make you feel like that. You know what I mean? Like, it ain't nothing left for you here. But that's how these kids can make you feel, because they bully. They bully you every day. If you got to go to sleep with them messing with you, you got to wake up with them messing with you. The social media ain't helpful at all with these teenagers. It makes it worse. You know what I mean? It's just when you don't have the help, it's a sad situation. So I don't blame all the parents, and I hope they don't blame me. You know what I mean? Because, again, my son is a good boy. He is a good boy. And he don't deserve this. He just don't deserve this.
Nah. You're right. You're right. And that's the whole thing, the whole premise behind all of this, because to be honest with you, your son didn't deserve this, and the other little kid that, you know, is he didn't deserve it either. You know what I mean? Because, you know, getting into your bag about becoming a man and then understanding where your place comes from when it comes to protection, you know, who you feel like you should protect and stuff like that, it's a level to that. You know what I mean? And I think all young boys need to understand what that level is. It's a certain thing about protecting what you feel like is yours, but you got to understand what really is yours and when it's just your turn. You get what I'm saying? And that's the thing that I think a lot of us as dads have to get into that bag when we teach our kids, because a lot of times we put things up that, you know, we as men, we bottle and put things of our own personality to the side when we get into like serious relationships and things like that. You know, we try to forget the things that helped us to survive out here when it came down to how we dealt with women. And then we don't teach our children that particular thing as well either. Like, yo, son, I understand how you're feeling, but before you get to this place, these are the things that you got to check for and understand before you put yourself in this place. Because understanding that pride and ego come with us as men. So in order for you to understand that, then we got to understand that, okay, before you let that take over, you got to understand what it's needed for. And that's another thing. So, again, I want to reiterate to the audience that's watching, to those of you that's going to watch the playback and everything else, that listen, I know you guys, y'all go on all these other platforms. Y'all watching all these other platforms. There's plenty of things out there that's telling y'all that the men are not needed. And I'm telling y'all, as much as it, and yeah, I'm not saying just any man. I get it. There are a bunch of men who just need a place to stay. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about an active person who has something about himself that stands in the front and stands in the gap for his family. You understand what I'm saying? These kids need that. Even if the mom and the dad are not together, that has nothing to do with how you are to be able to be a team for your kid, yo. Like, it's no excuse. Like, if you guys can get together enough to make them, you guys should be able to raise them. And I don't understand the difference between, you know, when people always call things a broken home. I don't respect that. You get what I'm saying? Because the way I grew up, having more than one residence is something that I understood that the wealthy did. I didn't understand that just because we have one place and that's just where we are, that determines our quality of life, because it didn't work out for me and mine. So I don't know. I just think that a lot of things that we were taught as kids, that we were taught wrong. And when we get old enough to understand that, we got to correct it. So before we get out of here tonight, y'all, I really, like I said, I empathize for y'all. I knew that, you know, just by what, and I understand if a lot of people probably won't reach out to y'all because of the way that these articles are painting y'all, because it's not pretty. Right. But the difference is, if there's anyone out here that you guys will want to talk to going forward, because as many people that allow you guys to tell your story, I understand that's something that you guys, you know, should do, because more of what you guys said tonight, and I'm sure it's a lot more. You guys ain't even get through a lot of things that you probably wanted to say. But we want to protect the information because we know you guys got an ongoing case. So definitely the things that you guys talked about tonight was good. There should be nobody that could use anything that we said tonight against you guys. But technically, you talked about your son, you talked about your daughter, you talked about the incident, and you talked about yourselves. You didn't talk about the other people. And so that's one of the things that I can understand, that, you know, if anything comes out, these videos will be out, the clips will be out, you guys will have this to be able to help move around. And if anybody wants to talk to you guys, I pray that they do the research, right? Because if they do the research, they'll understand that it don't sound right. And the way that you speak, sure, like you, this, the way that they're painting you and your mom, it's not who you are right now on this camera. I'm just gonna be honest with you. The way that they painting y'all, it ain't it. You are very well spoken. You are not confrontational. You have said over multiple times how you wanted to de-escalate. You even took a blow, so to speak, and didn't just retaliate. You still try to use emotional intelligence. I want to give you your props. I want to give you your flowers. I want to give you your respect right now. But the main reason why I'm saying that is because, you know, as your fiance was saying about himself, you know, he's in a position where people are looking at him like what's going on with him is something that they could use against your children. Like, yo, come on, what you talking about? My dad is here. Like, yours is, where your dad at, right? So before we leave, anything you want the people to know? But y'all are unmuted. Before we go, tell me any last words.
You want to go ahead, Rick? Well, I just want to say that I appreciate y'all for giving us this platform to even let us tell part of our story, some of our story, just to even clarify some things that people may have been a little iffy on. You know what I mean? Because a lot of people I've seen that was definitely standing with us, but then I seen when they started hearing stories about his family, they started kind of changing their mind, which is crazy because at the end of the day, the proof is the proof. You know what I mean? Right. What's right is right. You seen the video, you felt how you felt. His surrounding, his background shouldn't matter. I know crackhead mamas that raised lawyers for children. You know what I mean? So I really don't think sometimes that matters. But in our situation, it was just a complete lie anyway. It was just to paint us to look bad, to make his situation look worse, you know. But I'm not a bad person. My mother's not a bad person. My family is not bad people at all. So anything, you know, that people want to do, if they want to reach out to me or to his dad, they can reach out to us. Facebook, you know, Instagram, whatever. I don't really mind that. People reaching out, I think it's helpful to me because I see, you know, how many people are standing with us, how many people actually care. Because believe it or not, a lot of strangers reached out.
A lot
of strangers just sent me good words from time to time, you know. So it all helps, and I appreciate it. And yeah, I have a GoFundMe for him for his attorney fees because he obviously needs a good attorney. So that's also on my page. You know, anything anybody want to do to help, I'd appreciate it.
What is a GoFundMe?
All right, bro.
All right, bro.
Anything you want to say?
No, I appreciate y'all, man, for letting us get our story out. Wow. And you know, just pray for my family. That's it. Again, I really do appreciate this, though, for real.
Actually, no problem. This is the part of the show where I know for all of you guys that's watching, for all of you that'll watch the playback, this is the part where I always say to you guys, remember, it could be you. Right. And if this thing's happened to you, you would definitely want a place that you can get your story out. You would definitely want a place that you can at least start to get the ball rolling. Now, we understand, too, the difference between, you know, getting what you need and getting what you want. If you get what you need, I believe that those things work out better than getting what you want. So we know that this platform is here for those people to get the things that they need. Now, of course, you know, it's tragedy that's attached to this story. For those of y'all that are watching, I want you guys to go to her page the videos are there and all of these other things. And I want you guys to see what's going on because, you know, yes, her son is dealing with something that is really, you know, what we all teach our sons to do is to protect your family. The sad part is it was another young kid that lost their life too. Now, we are more of an advocate of protecting the children. Protect the children at all costs. Even those girls that are the bullies and the aggressors and all that other stuff, they need direction. They need the same thing. The point is that we as the adults, we have to control the culture. We have to take it back. We have to find different ways to be more of a community-based scenario and not just be a solo scenario, right? They say it take a village. We got to figure out how to get that village back, right? And if those people who are in their, you know, in their bag and they like, yo, I ain't with all that, like they called, you know, the sister earlier calling the sister soldier, I'm just glad that they even said that. Like, y'all know who sister soldier is? Like, yo, give me, y'all know who that is? I bet. So y'all really know better.
They probably don't. They probably just the name, you know, like they probably don't even know who that is.
Right. But if they really knew who Sister Soldier was, then that lets me know the generation that their parents are. So they know better. Right? Because you don't just throw that name out there. That it's a lot of people's name that you could throw out there. You don't just throw out Sister Soldier. Like, unless your parents was a public enemy, KRS-One, like, you don't, you hip-hop, if that's the case. You don't just throw that out there. So if somebody was saying that, we know the generation that their parents are in. They know better. They know better. We can't even give you no pass for that. We know better. So, all right, you already know the deal, Meek. Before we get out of here, anything you want people to know? Like, what you got coming up? Oh, you got some dope stuff coming up, too. So let them know.
Yes, Human Design. Yes. So we were going for 10 people. We got 11 or 12. So we open up a couple more slots. If you don't know what Human Design is, it's basically, it can give you a blueprint to who you are, how you operate, how you should respond to situations. It's an amazing tool to use. So yeah, that's really my focus right now. I'm almost done with the workbook. I'm excited about it. I can't wait to get it started.
Yeah, that's a good look, because it's a lot of people out here who are trying to find themselves. Like I tell you, it's an identity crisis going on. And there's so many people out there who, you know, they don't know who they are. And I think going through that process that y'all are creating over there, that'll help people get to it. You know what I mean? Sometimes people just got to ask themselves a tough question. So I think that's good what you're doing, yo. So big up to you and your
crew. And I do want to say, too, I met Sherelle in person. I'm at her fiance in person, whatever picture they're trying to paint. You know, I'm big on energy. Mm-hmm. I didn't feel hostile energy around me when I was in their presence. So whatever they're trying to paint, it's clearly a lie. It just doesn't, I only met them that one time, but they didn't come off hostile, even though what's going on for them, they have every right to be pissed, every right to be upset and blatant and belligerent and all of that. And they were not at all. And I also met the grandmother, same exact thing. No hostility in these people.
Right. And you could tell by the way that they spoke tonight, because they actually could have gotten a bag and been just mad angry based on what happened to their children, because it happened to two of their children. It ain't like, you know, both of their children had to deal with, you know, physical abuse. That's physical abuse, man. You know what I'm saying? That's like, you know, like people, this is domestic violence and all these other things are considered that too, right? And this is something that has been happening to their family. Like, you can't even just say it's an isolated incident. And you see how she spoke tonight. And you seen how, you know, her fiance spoke tonight. You know what I mean? Like, these guys spoke in a way where they wasn't hostile. You know, so we gotta give them their props for that, man, because they could have got in here and they could have just been in their bag and they could be mad and they got every right to, like you said, but they didn't. And you can tell, that's why I say, people do not do their research. And this is why they smartphones is not smart, because you got it in the palm of your hand and it take common sense for you to figure it out. If anybody, the headlines are bad. Like, I'm not going to lie. The headline was bad about her mom. I mean, about them and her mom. But the point is, once you go ahead and start paying attention to stuff, you start to feel like, wait, hold on for a second. This don't even make sense.
Mm-hmm.
It'll come to you. It's not a thing where you could just sit up here and just hold on to it and then trying to guilty by your family. Like, look, stop playing. Like, you got to relax. Like, you can't hold people accountable for their family. Like, what is you talking about? That's like, yo, that's the case for every black person in America who have a last name. Understand, that's the last name of the person that used to own the person that's the progenitor of your family. Now, think about that. Think about that. All of us walking around with these European and these Jewish last names, and we're clearly not that. Some of us may be, you know what I mean? That's another thing. But if you clearly walk about that, every time we sign our last name on something, that should be a reminder. If that's the case, what you going to do? Go around and try to kill every white person that got your name? Like, what are we doing? It's the stupidest thing in the world. Do your research and have an intelligent conversation about things, because a child did lose a life and another child is on the verge of not having one. Come on. He's a 14-year-old kid. They're trying to try him as an adult. They're going to put him in there with these big grown predators? Like, come on. For something that he was supposed to do, protect his family, stop playing. Little man that lost his life, you know, shout out. I don't know if his parents and all of them may watch this. I don't want them to be triggered, because that's not our goal is not that. You get what I'm saying? So, you know, rest in peace to him. It's unfortunate that this even happened, period. So I just want that to be clear too. But yo, before we leave, I want all of y'all to know, continue to follow everything that I have going on. Y'all know we do a lot. I'll be here for another hour if we ran that down. But just pay attention to everything we got going on. Understand when these clips drop and all the other ones, when y'all see them, share it. You know, promote it. Mark, put it in groups. Let other people know about it, because the more people know about these things, the more that we can get in front of things and try to combat it. Because this jumping thing is a trend. And so you parents, pay attention. This is a social media trend, just like a TikTok dance. It can happen to you. I promise you, it can happen to you. It's going around, and it's a thing. I'm sorry. It's just like how they were stealing kids not too long ago. It's a thing. This jumping thing is a thing. So come on, y'all. Let's get down to it, and let's do our job, right? So to those of y'all that's watching, thank y'all. To those of y'all that's going to watch the playback, definitely appreciate y'all, too. I guess that was on tonight. Thank y'all so much for allowing us to help get your story out. Definitely look out for the clips. We're going to continue to market and promote the show and things that y'all talked about to help get y'all as much help as possible. I'm sure after the show, there'll be a few people that reach out to y'all. Just be on the lookout for that. They may not be your friends, so check your requested inbox on Facebook just in case. We're praying for y'all. We're praying for your son. And I feel like everything is going to work itself out, because things that are happening to y'all, it's a little bit too much. And I just think that it's got to be something purpose driven behind this, because it don't seem right. Right. All right. So, So to the crew, double salute to y'all, to my guests, double salute to you, and to all of y'all that was watching. Remember, if you don't believe in yourself, nobody else will. All right. So until next time, I'm your boy, Rod One, sparking conversation. And we are out of here. Peace.